Each week on NPR's Word of the Week, we dive into a word's history. Today, though, we're considering a letter, X. X can be a letter, also a number, also a symbol. X can be something unknown. It can be rebellious, or it can be capitalist. It's the name of a punk band and a social media platform. James Dubek brings us the extraordinary story of X.
For just a simple shape of two crossed lines, X is a lot of things.
I might say that it has the most vibes as a letter, the most diverse range of vibes.
That's Danny Bate. He's a linguist and author of the book Why Q Needs U. He says X has roots in Greek going back to around 800 BC. The sound that's like a K and S together made its way to the Romans and Latin. That's how we get it in English. Bate says that two-letter sound can't come at the start of a syllable, so it's rare for English words to start with an X.
It stands for two sounds, which is odd, and it can't begin many words. It can't kick one off. It gives it some of its mysticism as this odd letter.
X was one of the letters that Benjamin Franklin proposed getting rid of in his idea for a phonetic alphabet. But X is more than its sound. It's also a distinct symbol. Douglas Harper is the founder of the etymology dictionary, etymonline.com.
It's a very vivid letter. I mean, it's why you use X when you don't know how to sign your name. You put an X. You know, the X marks on the old liquor barrels that indicated the strength and quality of it. It's a letter that can work as well in an illiterate culture as a literate one.
Some of X's mystique today comes from algebra, where it signifies an unknown variable. The 17th century philosopher René Descartes played a big role here. In math, he used A, B, and C to represent known quantities and X, Y, and Z for things that weren't known. Etymology writer Jess Seferis says it took off from there.
It became a symbol for the unknown in many contexts. Writers began using X as a placeholder for unnamed people, unknown elements.
After World War II, some service members' remains were unidentified. The U.S. military collected information about them in X-Files. X can be mysteriously cool, too. In the 1970s, a punk band from Los Angeles decided on a short name, X. X also has commercial appeal. Think of Kleenex, Terminix, Xerox. Here's Douglas Harper again.
Part of the reason probably commercial advertisements started to use X at the end of words for CKS, it jumps out on the page.
X has so many uses that it's impossible to examine all of them here. Harper says you have to appreciate it.
It wants to be a star somehow. It's not allowed to start any words in English except exotic ones. But it's fighting to be seen somehow. You got to root for X.
So next time you want to flex your vocabulary, try a word with an X. James Dubek, NPR News.